Some hockey fans in Cape Breton say they're hyped up about the Four Nations face-off between Canada and the U.S., saying there's more on the line than just a regular championship game. CKOA Radio went to a local arena today to ask people if they'll be watching the game and if they have more invested given the tension since U.S. President Donald Trump threatened tariffs and made comments about Canada being the 51st state. They say it isn't a regular hockey game, rather it's an opportunity for the red and white to push back.
It means a lot. They're fighting for Canada, really, and we're going to win. That's all I can say. When McDavid and Crosby and Marchand and McKinnon get going, you're not going to stop them.
It's kind of a statement, you know. That's, you know, you're not going to push us around one way or the other. You know, hopefully we win.
Well, I guess it's a kind of a statement on our sovereignty in a sense, because, you know, we're going against the Americans and we're having all these trade difficulties with Donald Trump. And I think, you know, our pride is at stake here. I guess this is our national game, and to have the Americans beat us last week was sort of humiliating.
Well, I guess the tariff, thing has caused, a kind of a rift between Canada and the U.S. and should make the game a little more competitive maybe because of that.
Personally, I figure it's patriotism for our nation, the way the Americans are treating us, and it's more than a hockey game. It's our game.
The American team invited Trump to tonight's game in Boston. He said on social media he won't be attending the game, but made another mention of Canada being the 51st state. These hockey fans say the U.S. is just trying to build up drama.
It's just a mind game, hopefully, you know, that they could upset the Canadians somehow and everything. And I just hope we can send a statement that we're, you know, we're a united team or a united country, and that's about it, you know.
They just want to rile the crowd up. He has that effect. He's definitely a presence, so, they got to do what they got to do. The guy's an idiot, but...
Some fans said regardless of the politics involved in tonight's game, they say hopefully respect will be shown during both national anthems in Boston.
I don't think they should be booing either anthem. I think it should, both anthems should be played and respected.
I don't think the players necessarily are Trump supporters. Some of them might be and some of them may not be. So I don't know if I agree completely with all the booing that's going towards them, but... That's still a big game.
We got to show them take the high ground and show them what it's all about and how we play hockey up here in Canada.
The U.S. beat Canada 3-1 at the previous matchup at the tournament on Saturday. Canada enters the final with 5 points. The Americans have 6. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, CKOA Radio.